Yes.
Yeah, I have to add to this because I wanted to say that if you remember, Big Fatty came to Europe 2 years ago.
Yeah, he avoided seeing me and you, I think. But yeah, go on.
Yeah, he avoided seeing Steve in the UK.
That's right.
And at the time, we had to go to Prague because there were so many floods because right. of him that we had to protect ourselves from the floods in Europe. So he came here in Europe to Europe, and he didn't even come eat cake.
So he scratched off the list. Yeah. So if he does come next time and tries to court you with cakes, you're going to give him the finger, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
So just thinking ahead now.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Eat cake.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1753 of the BFO for two. I say Tuesday, the 14th of October, 2014. Y'all coming up on today? Say it with Squeaky Kitty. Y'all, I've got a list. Big Fatty. Hello, inoculators. Big Fatty. That's like a shot in the arm for people. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you are inoculators today because Big Fatty is getting his flu shot. Too, I say Tuesday morning. So, y'all, I'm sure my arm will be sore come Wednesday morning. You know, it's a sore arm for hump day. Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, you got to get your flu shot because, you know, that's what the elderly have to do. They have to get their flu shot. Big Fatty, you better hurry up. That's on my agenda today. Y'all, Monday was a busy day in the coal mine. When I went to the Sam's Club on Sunday, y'all, I picked up a bag of the Halloween candies, and y'all, it had, what did it have in it? It had the peanut butter cups, and it had the Heath bar, and the Hershey chocolate bar, and the Rolos. And there was something, the Kit Kat, so y'all, I took that into the coal mine this morning, and put some of it out in the bowl, and y'all, by the end of the day, it was almost all gone, and y'all, I think Big Fatty only had two little pieces. I had a little Heath bar, because, you know, y'all, you gotta have a little Heath bar every now and then. I had a Rolo, it was quite popular there in the coal mine today. Big Fatty got quite a bit done today. And we've got a busy week ahead of us. It's not nearly as busy as last week. In fact, this weekend, and I don't know if I told y'all this on yesterday's little show or not, but this coming weekend, Granny and I are going up to the Myrtle Beach. We're gonna drive up there on Saturday morning, and we're gonna get us a hotel room, and y'all, the Myrtle Beach. Excuse me, I don't know why I'm so sleepy. Big Fatty. The Myrtle Beach Horror Club is having they're calling it Mask. They're calling it Mask. MASQUE. Big Fatty, how fancy. I don't know what they're doing, but y'all, the thing I like about the Myrtle Beach Horror Club, they do their bar nights early. It's from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the evening. So y'all, Big Fatty will be drunk and passed out before 11 p.m. in the evening. And you know, that'll be good. And Granny's gonna drive, y'all, because, you know, Big Fatty always has to drive everywhere. Well, you know, Granny had gotten him a newer car. Ooh, Well, y'all, I'll tell you what that is in a minute. So I suggested to Granny that perhaps he drive up to the Myrtle Beach. And so, y'all, that's what we're going to be doing on Saturday this weekend. We thought about going up on a flight day. But, y'all, I think I'm just gonna need an evening to myself to just a big fatty. Please don't get vulgar. An evening to myself, big fatty. To just kind of kick back. So we're gonna just wait go up on Saturday. So anyway, yes, big fatty. Let's see. Oh, y'all, one of the things that I forgot to tell you about the weekend, I was Saturday morning, I was up and I was washing my dishes and everything. And y'all, I had a big porcelain mug in my hand, and y'all, it went and slipped out of my hand, and I went to catch it, and y'all, the handle broke off and it sliced into my hand. Big fatty, was there blood? There was blood. and y'all, it didn't really hurt, but you know, it just took some time to get the bleeding to stop and put a Band-Aid on it and all this kind of stuff. Y'all, when I was at the Von's East for getting the lemons for that lemon chicken soup, y'all, I picked up some waterproof Band-Aids, and y'all, those have been I've enjoyed having those, because y'all, I can like take my shirt and do the dishes and all. It doesn't get all wet all up under there and everything, because, you know, a wet Band-Aid is just big fatty. It's just vulgar. It's just vulgar. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, you know, I mentioned on the Monday show that we were going to have a suits meeting Sunday night. And, y'all, we did. Y'all, it was a two-hour meeting, y'all. We had a lot to discuss. And y'all, I'm happy to announce that this week there will be an announcement of the dates for Pride 48 2015 out there in Las Vegas. And y'all, so if you are not subscribed to the State of the Station feed, you'll want to do that. Y'all, it's not going to be a live State of the Station, but there's going to be just a short State of the Station that announces the dates for 2015 out there in Las Vegas. And then, of course, after it's announced on that short little show, y'all, it'll go up over there at the www. And you know, y'all, that's at pride48.com. Yes, big fatty. And y'all, I gotta say, we had a real good meeting, and we're gonna probably have a few little changes this year that we think will make it a better weekend. But y'all, all of that is yet to come. Where some of the things we're still discussing right now, but I can tell you that you'll know the dates this week. Yes, big fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, over here at Spotting Big Fatty, and y'all, I don't remember where I left off last time, but y'all, I think it was when Big Fatty was the cheerleader and shat all over everybody. Big Fatty, that was vulgar! And y'all, then Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon has sent in three pictures, and y'all, it's three different Halloween costumes, and she wants to know, Big Fatty, which one of these are you? And y'all, the three, one of them... One of them is a whoopee cushion, a human whoopee cushion, big fatty tootin'. And y'all, then one of them is an orange man. He doesn't have on an orange hat though, big fatty. And y'all, then the third one is big fatty dressed like a slice of the Bayfront, big Fatty, it's hard for me to even decide which one of those you should be, but you know who, what I'm going to be? No, I don't know. I'm going to be a piece of cake.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing.
Bacon.
Hey, Bart, it's Bacon. So, anyway, I was listening to a show from The Next Slime or whatever, and so he says on there, yeah, no one followed the directions or whatever. You're supposed to bring your fake money to the to his show. Anyway, so what I was wondering is who missed out on the $100 bill? So whoever had the fake $100 bill in their Next Slime package swag bag would have won a fresh, crisp $100 bill, but they didn't. Oh, my gosh, you guys. I totally would have been all over that following the instructions. You know me. Anyway, I think it's time for us to have a little prize. Not a prize, a contest. Well, obviously, there'd be a prize or nobody would play the contest. But anyway, think of it and let me know.
Big Betty, poor thing. She barely takes a breath whenever she calls. It's true. Y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice. And, you know, Big Fatty, you know, I've got my I've got Big Fatty, you're not prepared. I've got my swag bag right here. I never had a chance to look in it. So undoubtedly, I will have the $100 bill. The Next Slime. No, that's Jaded City. Let's just see. Do I have? I don't see. Well, I don't see what. I don't know. I don't think I got the $100 bill. Big Fatty, what is this? This is a piece of candy here. What is that? That's a minty. Y'all, I think I'm going to have me a minty. Big Fatty, you're eating during the show. Say the 69. I'll just love that. But, Miss Bacon, you're correct. We are, Big Fatty! Mouth sounds. Big Fatty, it sounds like a gentleman caller. Big Fatty, you're vulgar. we do need a contest, and I don't know what it could be, but you know, it would be nice. It would be nice to have one, so we'll be thinking about one. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
With a quick call, I am in the car, but I'm not vegan, so you can't hear the jalopy. I've just gotten the hairs did, and by did, I mean not much, because it's too short. But I was on my way home from the coal mines, and I was driving up the street, and, you know, it's illegal to talk and drive in Charleston. I can't find any earbuds, and I have a jalopy, so I don't have hands-free. And I passed the laundromat, the infamous laundromat, right there by your house, and someone had driven a silver Ford Escape into it, and the police were there and the fire trucks, and they were trying to get the Ford Escape out of the laundromat. And P.S., it was actually going the wrong way, so it's not like they were just coming down the street and hit the curb. They actually crossed the whole street. I was just calling to see if you needed a ride to work tomorrow, you know, maybe pick up a rental car. So you're fat.
Big Fatty, I didn't know you had an accident. wasn't me. I promise y'all. That, of course, is old Vader. And Vader, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice and to hear that you got your hairs cut. And no, that was not Big Fatty trying to get the good washing machine there at the laundromat. I don't know who it was, but. Anyway, thank you for calling and checking to make sure that it wasn't me. That is a Big Fatty. It was just very kind of him to do that. It was.
Hello.
Happy Bacon
Heart. It's Bacon. I'm listening to Faye.
Anyway.
And I love it. He has a database with his car washing dates. He keeps track of when he's washed his cars. Now, if I was going to do that, I would have to, know how long it'd take a bucket to fill it up, a gallon, and then I would have to have a timer, how many gallons of water I used, how much soap. There's no way I could track it. But anyway, I think it's just adorable. When I think of Faye, I think of Twitter, and when I think of Twitter, I think of a litter, because I think that's what he thinks it is. Twitter is a litter, but it's adorable. Anyway, he keeps track of, oh my gosh.
Big Fatty, was she drunk? I don't know if she was drunk or if she had done the double Zoloft or something like that. But y'all, she did seem to, maybe she was having a spell or something. Big Fatty. But Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. And y'all, by the way, that is, now I told you I was going to tell you what that was. That is roasted poke and cabbage. Big Fatty, and you didn't toot a single time this afternoon. It's hard to believe. It's true. I didn't. Y'all, and it was good, too. I got some stone ground mustard that I put on there. And y'all, it was very fallish. Very fallish. Now, if I had a little apples in there or something like that, some stewed apples, cinnamon apples, that would have been just perfect. But Miss Bacon, I don't know what to say about the Faye driver and his spreadsheet of figuring out when he washed his car. Big Fatty, you figured it out by how filthy it is. It's true. And I'm really overdue for a car wash. Anyway, and thank goodness Granny's driving this weekend, because I'd have to get it done before we went up to the Myrtle Beach. And y'all, then when we got up there, we'd just get sand in it, and so I'd have to get it done again. So we're just going to get sand in Granny's can this weekend. Now, y'all, I've got several other voice letters, but I don't think I'm going to have time to play them on today's little show. But I'm definitely not going to have time to play them. And y'all, one of them is our annual call from that Bjorn. He is our Tejas State Fair fried food expert. And y'all, he has called in, and I can't wait to hear what the fried food offerings will be this year at the Tejas State Fair. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the little Aussie battler and the number one fan of the BFO nattering about Big Fatty's last time he went over to the Ock. And y'all, I may have a little announcement about that, but Hat M, what do you think a poodle should dress for?
Eat cake.
Oh, and Big Fatty, we're on the same wavelength.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.